And I'll start our scripture reading at verse number 10 through verse number 12, and we'll have our message from verse number 12. For precept, Isaiah 28:10, it must be upon precept, and precept upon precept. It's the word of God opened and explained. Line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. Our instruction must come from the Bible. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is a refreshing, yet they would not hear. That is the message I have for you this morning. I've been preaching through the book of Isaiah, and that's the next portion of scripture. I looked at another text in 1 Peter, but I'm sure that this right here is the word of the Lord. So let's pray together briefly. Father, as we pray to you, it's for you to have all the glory. It's for you to penetrate the heart. It's for you to bring forth praise and honor unto our Lord Jesus Christ. May the gospel be preached in the power of your Holy Spirit, and may it be received in love. For our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, Father.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, to whom he said, verse number 12 again, this is a rest which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is refreshing the scriptures, yet they would not hear. So that's my message here. It is a refusal to hear the gospel. I'm reminded of our Lord as I look here and the gift of help financially that our organization was able to give through the hands of the sister in Germany, Omalade, I believe. But in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was many people who came to him for the loaves and the fish and the miracles, who did not come to him for the message of Jesus Christ. And he said that I am the bread of life. He that eats of me will never hunger. There is something more important, and there is something more satisfying unto our soul than the things of this world. And I want you to consider with me this man named Esau. It's in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 12. Now, the scripture says from Hebrews 12 and verse number 16, the apostle is exhorting us unto the grace of God. That text in Isaiah was talking about a rest and a satisfaction unto the weary soul and of refreshing. And then he's telling us here, I mean, Hebrews 12 in verse number 16, lest there, so you grab hold of this gospel, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, any resistance against God, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator. What the Lord Jesus here is telling us is that even as an unmarried woman, and you've all lost your husband, it's a horrible thing to experience. It's a hardship. And even the sister here, Glory, that is overseeing you, is a widow. And from my understanding, is her children were small as to when she lost her husband and was bereaved of her husband. But to abide in Christ and in the gospel and not to live for some other man as if your hope or our hope is in man. If he has enough money, if he's handsome, if he can help me with my children. Because Paul says that's how many people turn aside from Jesus Christ. And they lose their first love and they'll marry anybody who will lead him astray into a false church, into a way that's not righteous with God. It's not worth it. That's the spirit of Esau. He was a fornicator, a indecent and irreligious, ungodly, profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food, just one meal, he sold his birthright. He was so hungry, so tempted. He was so lustful of the things of this present world, he squandered his eternal soul. He said, What is this birthright unto me? What is the good of it? What does it matter? He sold his everlasting soul, his eternal soul, for a little bit of pleasure. And that's what happens to every one of us if we leave the true gospel of Jesus Christ for anything. This lifetime is so brief, so short. It's here today, gone tomorrow. It's the day I clock 51. I'm on the downslope. I'm almost out of this world. What would it be like now at my age to turn back for sin when I'm so close unto the finish line? What would make me do that? It's not worth it for you either. Here unto today and tomorrow, we're gone and we're at the judgment, and then we have eternity to either live with God in pleasure or be punished in his hell. These things are so serious, so be wise with your soul. That text in Isaiah said that he came unto them even with a stammering lip, with many miracles and signs at the day of Pentecost, as to when they actually spoke in all those languages of all those nations around them. It was a miracle that proved that these people know God and they have the true gospel, and that he knows how to save our souls and he knows how to refresh us. Is to whom he said, this is the rest which you may cause the weary to rest. There's rest, but it's in your Bible. It's not in the arms of a man. It's not in this world. It's not in unbelief. It's not in sin. I just received a message from a young man, and he's tall, he's handsome. If you have any daughters, it's an excellent choice of a man. I know him personally. And he's an excellent athlete. And his dream and ambition is to be a professional footballer. But he's entering into his mid-20s. And I told him, I've been there. I was a professional athlete in the U.S., but I got cut off very early in my career. I was injured. I was cut. I was all the way up here. But I asked him this question, and he didn't answer. Are you living your life for the glory of God? Because if you live your life for the glory of God, he gives rest. Nothing else truly matters. He will guide you. I don't care what happens in my life. I love health. I've been blessed with health. But I don't care if I get sick and die, as long as I'm obedient unto God Almighty. Because obstacles are important. This big challenge which you're passing through and the things I pass through are sent and they're meant by the Almighty God. And they are to bring us rest in our Lord Jesus Christ as we turn to Him in our troubles and in our time of need. In our sinfulness, there's rest. Because there's the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ's blood. He did all the work. He paid the penalty of the sins of the people whom the Father had planned to save. They were all laid upon Him, His Son. And the Lord Jesus Christ was punished, and He was struck down by the Almighty God. It was not man who killed Christ inside of his soul. It was God when He made Him the sacrifice and the curse for all of our sin. And when justice struck Him and He cried out, "It is finished," He had paid the whole price. And then God raised Him up from the dead. And He says now, "Come unto me, all you that are weary and you're heavy laden, you're heavy burdened. I'll give you rest. You have the guilt of your sins, you have all the guilt of your failures, you have the responsibilities now of your families. And you have the hardships of life. You have the struggles, the adversities. He will guide you. And He'll give you rest inside of your soul. That you may cause the weary unto rest." And don't feel like He'll reject you because of your weariness. It's only the weary whom He gives rest. And the weary person is the person who says, "I can't live without you in this world. I need your righteousness. I need your obedience upon the cross. I need the power of your Holy Spirit. I need to do your will." That person will rest. And then I was reading in the book of Psalms 119, and this is what it says in In verse number 47, I was reading this and it surprised me. As I knew in my spirit I was supposed to be reading out of Psalm 119, and I didn't know why or where or as to what I would see. But after I saw this, I leaped up inside of my soul and I said, this is true, and it tells me exactly who I am, because sometimes we think our pleasure is in sin. Is we think that our pleasure is in turning our back on God just for a little bit of my me time for myself. As if God can't give me the pleasure and the satisfaction that me and you need. But that's wrong. It's not right. If we have been born of God, if we believe the true gospel, this is what the Bible says about us, and we have to believe it. It's in Psalm 119, verse number 47, and I will delight myself in your commandments. What is the delight of the child of God? Is it sin? Is it unrighteousness?
No.
Is it being selfish?
No.
Or is it bringing God glory from our heart with a sincere faith, a trust in Him, and a sincere love towards my neighbor? Humility, sincerity. I hate if there's piety on the outside, but the inside is full of, it's in wickedness, it's in corruption, it's in self-service, and it's in self-praise. That's not the righteousness of God in Christ. That's not faith. John the Baptist said, he must increase. And even if it costs my life, I must decrease. I must be less. I don't want unto be seen. I don't want you to remember me. I want you to know my gospel and to know Jesus Christ. And so on my birthday, it's some people I have been extremely close to in ministry and in, you know, preaching the gospel unto them and helping them. And it is nice to hear them report back that they appreciate my service. But their eyes are on Christ, or it means nothing. It would be an agitation unto my soul if they couldn't see our Lord Jesus Christ. It would mean that all my labor, it was in vain. Eyes on Christ. That's the gospel of God's glory, which I love, and I will delight myself in your commandments, in your rules, in your laws, in your way, in your overcoming temptation gospel, as I grab hold of it in the power of the Spirit in my hour of need, in my despair, in my failure, in my weakness, in my grief, in my agony of soul, in my hopelessness inside of myself, in my helplessness, except God, show me mercy. That's the delight of our life, our Lord Jesus Christ, which I love. And that really showed me, my sister, who am I? My pleasure and your pleasure is not in sin. It's in God. Oh, it's in His will from the heart. And what sweet rest it is. Do we know the peace that surpasses surpasses all understanding. The rest that's in Christ Jesus, when the weary soul can look up unto him, is the master. He says again in our text, and this is the refreshing. At the day of Pentecost is in Acts 2, and in Acts chapter number 3, if a man was healed, our brother Peter said, it was not because of our piety or our power or our being godly, it's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told the very murderers of the Son of God to repent and to be converted, to turn. And the Lord Jesus Christ, whom they had crucified, he would come and send refreshing unto their spirit. What is refreshing? It's joy. It's peace. It's power over sin. It's hope. It's the goodness of God being trusted. It's the love of God inside of our soul, so that you know he loves me and he will never let me go. And even when I turned my back on him, it has never entered his mind to turn his back on me. He's loved me and you who trust him with an everlasting love. He chose us from the foundation of the world. He taught us the gospel. He will keep us. He will never let us go. And to be in communion with this God through Jesus Christ, even though you are a sinner, by faith in Christ alone, and to be counted as righteous, and then given the power of the Spirit to repent and live a brand new life that brings him glory, is rest and refreshing unto the soul. It's the highest life a human being can live in America, in Nigeria, or any place. It is in Christ Jesus, is to live with God by faith, by faith, by faith. And the last thing here in the text, it says, yet they would not hear. This is going to be the doom of the ungodly and of unbelief. Unbelief. It will either be punished at the cross and repented of, or it will be punished in hell for all of eternity. You choose this day as to whom you will serve. My sister will be here to help you as the Lord gives her strength. She's a preacher of the true gospel. I know it as a fact. If you only come here for help with money, you will miss the rest of your everlasting soul, and you'll meet God in judgment. And he'll tell you, I sent that preacher. I sent this woman to help you. I gave you my gospel precept upon precept, and you would not hear. But if you hear, if you repent, if you believe the gospel, if you rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, you trust in him, he will rest your soul. He will refresh you. And he will guide you. And he'll carry you all the way through. And he'll be better unto you than any husband, than any many husbands, and even many sons and daughters. For he will be a God, our Savior, in the sight of our soul. And then we'll meet him in eternity, and he will bring us into his bliss. And when we get to heaven, it will be no more lack of joy, no more lack of peace, no more warfare, no more trials and temptations, but we shall be with our Lord forevermore. And he rested us here, and he'll give us an endless rest forever.
Amen.